The slideshow for Lesson 6 will now begin. Please listen carefully as the content of each slide is reviewed and in some cases discussed in more detail. Please advance to the next slide when you hear this sound. Lesson 6, Dementia. This lesson begins on page 28 of the Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Events Instructor Requalification Workbook. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is to be used only for informational purposes and shall not be construed as medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other advice. The information contained herein is time-sensitive, and users should consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professionals prior to using this information to make sure that it is current and has not become outdated, modified, and/or replaced with more current information. Users are also advised to consult with their respective medical, legal, psychiatric, and/or other professional directors and counsel to determine how the information contained herein is affected by laws of their jurisdiction, protocols of their jurisdiction, policies and procedures of their jurisdiction, and so forth, as these may affect the application of the information contained herein to individual events and circumstances. The information contained herein is provided to update graduates of the IPICD Excited Delirium and Agitated Chaotic Event Instructor Program prior to version 5.1 and does not establish or create a standard of care nor enhance applicable legal standards of care. Disclaimer. The author, the advisors, and the publisher accept no liability whatsoever for any injuries to person or to property resulting from the application or the adoption of any of the information, procedures, tactics, or other considerations presented or contained in this document and/or training program. Only Institute for the Prevention of In-Custody Death Incorporated qualified instructors is authorized to use and to instruct the content of this document. Lesson 6, Goals, Dementia. To define dementia, to discuss the importance of knowing about dementia, to identify behavioral cues and symptoms associated with dementia, to discuss select scientific research about dementia, to suggest select intervention strategies for people experiencing dementia. Lesson 6, Objectives, Dementia. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify two signs of Alzheimer's disease with a minimum performance level of 100%. Given an IPICD version 5.1E instructor requalification workbook, instruction, and a multiple choice test question, the learner will be able to identify five observable traits and behavioral cues of Alzheimer's with a minimum performance level of 100%. The breath section about dementia is found beginning on page 28 of your instructor requalification workbook. Please turn to page 28 for more information about delirium. Dementia is a loss of brain function that often occurs with certain diseases. Dementia often affects memory, language, judgment, and/or behavior. Dementias often share common symptom presentation but are differentiated according to the presumed causes, including dementia of the Alzheimer's type, vascular dementia, dementia due to HIV disease, dementia due to head trauma, dementia due to Parkinson's disease, dementia due to Huntington's disease, dementia due to Pick's disease, dementia due to Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, dementia due to other general medical conditions, substance-induced persisting dementia, dementia due to multiple etiologies, and dementia not otherwise specified. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. Vascular dementia is often considered the second most common type of dementia. Most types of dementia are non-reversible, and most types of dementia are degenerative in nature. Changes often occur in the brain at the microscopic level long before anyone sees any evidence of memory loss. The death and destruction of nerve cells in the brain is what causes memory failure, personality changes, and problems carrying out daily life function. Some causes of dementia may be stopped or reversed if acted upon soon enough, and these include brain tumors, changes in blood sugar, sodium or calcium levels, low vitamin B12 levels, or normal pressure and hydrocephalus. Use of certain medications, including ketamine and some cholesterol-lowering medications, chronic alcohol abuse. The depth section begins by saying that approximately 5.1 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, and approximately every 69 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's. Here you see that 70% of the people who have some form of dementia live at home, and they can be your neighbors, they can be family members, or they can be casual acquaintances. Observable traits and behavioral cues include age. The majority of people are over the age of 65. Facial expressions for people who have dementia often appear blank or confused. Appearance-wise, they are often dressed inappropriately for the situation and or the weather, or they may look disheveled. For example, an older person may be outside in the bitter cold, wearing only house slippers and pajamas. The person's balance or gait, they may appear to shuffle or be unbalanced, and when it comes to action, some people may engage in dangerous behavior. In the event of natural or other type of disaster, a person with dementia who may already be scared or frightened, fears get magnified, may behave inappropriately for the situation, but they're scared and they become frightened, and we need to keep this in consideration when we approach and find these folks. Application for dementia. Many times people with dementia will unknowingly put themselves in danger. As a result, law enforcement officers must respond quickly and take action as quickly as possible. For example, up to 70% of people with Alzheimer's will wander away from home or wander away from a care facility. Wandering is dangerous for many reasons, including, but not limited to, the person could walk into traffic, the person may not be dressed properly for the weather or change in weather condition, the person may not realize that he or she is lost, and the person may be unable to tell first responders where he or she might live or who their children are. Trainers, please contact the Alzheimer's Association for its training program and materials to assist in the training of law enforcement officers and agency stakeholders. Caregivers can call a nationwide response line to request assistance, and that number is 800-625-3780. Law enforcement officers should also look for medical jewelry or an Alzheimer's Medic Alert plus safe return pendant or bracelet that has a 24-hour toll-free number for contacting the Alzheimer's Network. Law enforcement officers should also remain calm when interacting with a person who presents dementia. Some cases are medical emergencies. Dementia reminders include that dementia occurs when there's a loss of brain function occurring with certain diseases. There can be many potential causes of dementia. Dementia is generally non-reversible or degenerative. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. Law enforcement officers need to be trained about people with dementia because they are likely to interact with them. Please remain calm and patient when interacting with people presenting dementia behavioral cues and symptoms. People with dementia may wander away from home, wander into traffic, or not be dressed properly for weather conditions. These people may also be unable to tell first responders where they live or where they were prior to wandering away. Again, some of these situations are medical emergencies. This is the conclusion of Lesson 6.